When we are given a gift, we oftentimes are at a loss for words as to what to say. You shouldn't have. I can't accept this. I really don't know what to say. Those responses go on and on. This is Tony Agnese. What if we simply said, thank you? That's it. Just thank you. Following my cancer surgery, when I learned that I was cancer-free, 8 years now, thank God, I had a million questions. My wise Indian doctor, after fielding several questions, told me of an old Indian saying. Loosely translated, it means, enjoy your mango, and don't worry about what particular tree it comes from. In other words, God has blessed you with a gift, a cancer-free diagnosis in my case. Is it important to know every detail of the surgery? It's only important to enjoy the gift. Too often we get hung up on the details and forget that the gift is what's important. This is what happens when our thoughts are fixed on the future and not the present. We spend so much time worrying about the details that we forget the gift that is the present. For me, it was worry about the surgery, recovery, my wife, family, even death. I spent so much time worrying that I failed to stop and simply thank God and enjoy the mangoes. To avoid worrying about the future, we must savor and relish the present. Enjoy your surroundings, the people close to you, the beauty of the day. Live in the moment. Every moment of every day is a gift to be enjoyed right now. Elizabeth Gilbert, in her best-selling book, Eat, Pray, and Love, tells of a friend who sees a beautiful place and exclaims, "It's so beautiful here. I want to come back someday." What she failed to realize is she's here already. She needs to enjoy this beautiful place now. She needs to stop and enjoy the mangoes. If you find yourself always worrying about the future, stop. Remember, the future is not guaranteed. Try to take a deep breath and simply enjoy the present. Enjoy the mangoes. This is Tony Agnese.